All right, let me do that. Let me hit a couple of buttons. Let me do it. I like that this year the Prowlers are very prompt. Actually, they tend to come in early, which is fine because that gives us more time to have fun.
Yeah, we want to be here on time. Why? Who was showing up late last year?
Oh, your old man never came when he was supposed to be here.
Johnny, is that hard to believe, right?
Sometimes.
That sounds about right.
No, okay.
He'll be late to his own funeral.
Oh, it was Wednesdays.
Kirst could be screeching and dropping him off late.
It was Wednesdays that we do it, and sometimes he'd wander in on a Tuesday and go, what, it's not the day? Or come in on a Thursday and go, what, I missed the day?
Okay, thank you. That's remnants of that old hand injury in practice.
He talked about that, too, one time on the air. It was not that was not a good interview that day.
Did he even remember it?
No, he's just telling other people
bits and pieces sides and yeah, and whatever
story.
Other people were telling him. Anyways, Joe, if you hadn't figured it out yet, Joe Pace is here. And how you doing, Johnny?
Good, great, happy to be back.
Yeah, I bet Kevin is too.
I bet he is too.
We got it. Well, first off, you're one of the first guys that you guys actually released that you'd signed. And I was telling people the story about, he played forward all his life. You know, he had a big rookie season. 20 goals as a rookie, that's a big season.
Yeah.
You know, and then some injuries slowed him down. And then he gets the shaft last season because we needed D. And so they stuck him back on D. And all of a sudden, you were one of our better guys back there last year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You did a great job. And you scored a terrific goal. I was stealing the feed from Watertown. Scored a terrific goal in the finals.
Thank you.
Oh, so yeah. He had to mix in some big goals like that after getting like six versus North Shore or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't have a goal against anybody but North Shore for the longest of time last season.
And then he comes up big against Watertown. We need a couple more from some other guys, but Johnny was there. That's why people were like, oh, Johnson's our first player signing. It's like, you don't understand. The guy was our like backbone in the playoffs. Solid defense, and like when we were looking for offense in game three, it came from Johnny.
Yeah. The one was like barely beat the buzzer.
Yeah, there might have been 1 second left, yeah. Not even. I heard everybody yelling from the bench, shoot! I'm at the red line, and they're like, shoot! Shoot! And then I just toe-drag around the defenseman, everybody's still screaming at me.
You know, they always talk about communicating on the ice and guys talking and all that, and that's fine, like, if you're listening for it. But a lot of times with all the noise and you're just kind of reacting to stuff, you don't even really hear when guys are screaming, shoot, shoot, or, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know if it's your team, the other team. You don't know who's yelling at you.
Yeah, that's the other thing in a league like this. A lot of the guys know each other, you know. Just about anybody you play has got two or three guys that used to be on your team.
Oh, yeah.
Or that you were on their team at one time. So you don't know who's chatting at you or calling you or telling your secrets out on the ice.
Everyone knows everyone's secrets in this league.
Yeah, there are no secrets in this league. We just, you're suspended for life. No, you can come back now.
Yep.
Now that Robbie Nichols needs a guy, you can come back.
Oh, he's talking about Foos. He's talking about Foos.
Oh, me and Foos are great friends.
So if anyone listening, if you don't know, for some reason, just Foos has had it up to here with Johnny since day one.
I think it was when I came to Port Huron when I played for Brewster. I asked him who he was, and he wasn't a fan of that question.
And now you still say that to him, and he loses it.
Oh, of course.
Well, he always, he's a bit of a hothead. I won't say that he's not a good player because he's got all the numbers to back up otherwise.
Didn't you knock his teeth out last year with your high stick?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. He was skating by and boom. Maybe that high stick was a little harder on purpose.
Well, we had Senior in here during the playoffs, and he's like, I couldn't believe Johnny didn't go after him. But then when I talked to him, he's like, end of the game. I didn't want to get a suspension, coach, you know, and that. And then he said you took care of business early in the next game. So,
yeah.
He was proud of that.
Everybody was telling me not to square up with him at center ice, just make sure I do it, like, during play and just, like, drop him and go. And then all of a sudden it ended up we were at the defensive zone face-off dot together. And Yeah. Next thing I know, gloves are off, and he's skating out to center ice, putting on his show.
Yeah, he's got the theatrics on. You know, it is what it is. Fans like it, so I'm not going to complain. And when he does lock up, they throw. Well, you know, you guys fought. Was it last year or the year before? No, it was last year.
Yeah, just whenever. Whenever.
All right,
it's nice for YouTube now. I can look back and find them easier. In my memory, I'm like, they get lost.
Yeah. We have to take a quick break here, but the boys are here, and we'll be back with more from the Prowlers because it's a Wednesday, and the season starts this weekend. Welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM, along with Joe Pace and Alex Johnson. I don't have to do the junior-senior thing this year. You're just Joe Pace now, okay?
Yep, I'm back to just my name again.
And that makes things so much easier. It is. And Alex Johnson is here, too.
Yeah, so 25 shoots left, 13 shoots left.
Yeah, that's for my benefit, so I know who I'm talking. Right. You didn't see the great pictures of me?
Oh, okay.
He's from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm tooling around out there.
Yeah, I thought it was the pictures of an ex-NHLer, actually. I was like looking, I was like, who is that?
Somebody sent those to me who actually lives in Louisiana, and I don't know why they're taking pictures of me when there's actual real hockey players out on the ice, and I was just screwing around.
Because pushing, they thought it was awesome.
Pushing pucks for the practice.
Must have great style out there.
Yeah, if you think falling down is a great style.
That's a true fan.
I might have made it into North Shore's roster for a weekend.
Come on, was that the Central League?
That is the Western Professional Hockey League.
Oh, come on. A lot of kids nowadays could have never hacked it through a whole practice out there.
Did you get any Whipple games in? You were in Amarillo or something,
They were gone. They were a ghost when I came around.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than most people.
Yeah, Rhett Dudley told me stories about it with Craig Cox.
I remember Craig Cox wasn't playing when I was there, but Rhett Dudley was playing for one of the teams in Texas. He was playing for El Paso or somebody.
Yes, he was. El Paso Buzzards.
Yeah, who for one night were the El Paso Cow Patties.
Oh, really? Why was that?
Gateway, the old computer company, and they had the boxes that looked like cow's skin. Uh-huh. So they paid a bunch of money, probably enough money to keep that team afloat for a year, if they changed their uniforms and their name for one night. So they had, like, the boxes were with the black and white cow skin, and they called themselves the Cow Patties. And, of course, who'd they play that night? Team I was working for.
Oh, there you go. You were a part of that.
And I just referred to them as El Paso all night long. I never once said Cow Patties.
So if you're listening, something new for sale, change the name of the team for one night. It's for sale now. We're going to have Matt Graham selling that. He's going to be marketing it all next week.
I tell you, you get a hardware store, and they roll out the I've told you this story. They roll out the toilet with all the prizes in it. They did this in Rockford. And I know you played in Rockford.
Oh, yeah.
And it was called Win Some Crap. And the people, it was like bobbing for apples. They would dunk their head down in, and whatever they pulled out with their mouth.
Gross.
No, even, it didn't have any water.
I know, but just toilets freak me out.
It's unused. It's you can buy it off the floor at the store. It's
for asses, not for faces. You're talking about a league that let loose back in. Yeah, I'd rather go get a bucket than go to the bathroom. Rather go in the yard with a bucket than go in the bathroom, stick my head in the toilet if I had the flu. It's gross. Danbury used to do that too. I think we're going to do some fun things this year. We just actually picked up a new intermission game, so we'll get some, I think family fun going on. But, I think we'll mix it up a little bit, but mix in some new things and have some fun. But Cheryl McCoy and Cassie, they're in charge of the ice crew, and they're just amazing. And honestly, I was telling the guys today, I'll take help from anyone. So as many minions as I could get out there working for me. Minions, if you hear me, keep going. Keep working. But, we have some people helping us with schedules getting distributed around town because we're leaving for 2 weekends. So while we're out of town, if we could get some schedules out, that's awesome. We also have people run around that are going to help us with social media and the ice crew. So, Cassie, Cheryl, Sam, everyone, Allison, we appreciate everything. Johnny actually was all over town doing our downtown takeover. So anyone that's downtown walking the sidewalks, look for a black hole. You will not fall in it. It's a Prowler's ad. Someone asked us if it was a portal right into the McMorrin. I said, if you jump high enough and hard enough down, you'll shoot right into a seat.
There you go. But did they make you wear the mitts outfit?
No, I would never put that thing on. No.
Don't say never.
No, it looked like we were cleaning up the city. We're walking around with brooms, sweeping the sidewalks, putting stickers down. So, yeah, we actually have hockey pucks all over the downtown area right now, 24 different locations for the first stage of our Prowlers downtown takeover. So next stage is taking over those banners from all the high school teams.
There you go. See, they haven't even gotten on the ice, and he's already fighting.
Well, last week we went to wrestling and we didn't know what to do. We were passing out schedules and Ozo was like, are you gonna fight? I was like, I'll fight you in the ring, I don't care. I had to do an interview in there and they were like, why aren't you fighting, Joe? I said, Ozo came here looking for me to get my first 5-minute major.
You guys been skating what, all week?
Yep.
Two-a-days?
Yeah, we were on the ice Monday and Tuesday, two-a-days. Today we just skated once and just had a nice dinner. But, we hit the ice for the first time Friday night, and then some of the youth kids got to watch us Saturday at their big opening day. We skated right in the middle of that. But we weaned it down real fast, and we were down to, you know, our 18 guys. Unfortunately, guys like, you know, Giuliano, like, even though we'll probably see him November 9th, won't make it on these first two road trips with us. And, you know, some other holes, you know, I think got filled nice. Like, you know, Corey Simons is back, but, you know, trying to fill that hole of Michael Santaguia is hard. But Matt Leon came back, and, you know, that feels that hole nice. And losing a guy like Paul Arnott is really tough. But I think the young 20-year-old Russian that we had come in, I think really surprised everyone, including myself. He's, you know, he's stellar. He's top-notch.
Is that that Misevic, or however you say it?
Yeah, I'm not even going to try. Artem
Stupnikov.
Yeah. Stupnikov, okay.
I'd let everyone call him. Can we call him the Soupy?
Yeah,
Stupy. Yeah, Stupy.
I'm the one that's got to really worry about him.
Oh, geez. Yeah, when you show up.
I'll be there for most of it.
If you guys are out there, just boycott everything high school. Tell everyone you want Stucky at the Prowlers games.
Well, if you're at the Prowlers game, you need your computer to hear me, right?
Well, I don't know, not anymore.
You can do it on the phone, actually.
We're still working on getting – we have about half the season covered right now through sponsors and supporters to also be on EBW. So your mic will go two places this year if you're cool with that.
I'm fine
with that. But, yeah, we did it to try to get some more exposure on Tuesdays and stuff. They're going to re-air games. Games are going to be there to, you know, just click and rewatch. And we figured, you know, anyone that's out there that's never seen us before, that might be just scrolling through, it's like we might as well do everything we can to get everywhere and be in front of everyone, because unfortunately we can't have 50 billboards, you know, for 24 weeks throughout the season. And we also, you know, can't afford to be everywhere we want to be. So we got to start expanding, doing some new things.
People don't always get that there's budgets involved.
Right? I wish it
They're
was
like, why aren't you here? Why aren't you on this? Why aren't you that? Well, because it costs money and, you know.
Yep. And
you want a team, right?
We've been doing pretty good. I think, you know, now that we're going into year four, we've, you know, matched some of the, you know, longest lasting teams over the last 30, 40 years. Yeah. So, like, you know, we beat the Beacons. We beat the Flags of the second generation Flags. We beat the Ice Hawks. So, you know, here we go. I think we got to beat the, what, Fighting Falcons and the Border Cats.
Yeah, and you'll be tied with the Fighting Falcons going into this year.
Yep, then, so year five is going to be a big year for us.
I think
us.
The Border Cats lasted six. I'll have to go back and double check. I should know because I was there for most of it.
Yeah.
I remember.
Having way too much fun.
I remember guys like Joe Pace playing for the Flint Generals.
Yep, Flint, and Rockford, and Quad City, and Richmond.
And every other team in the
and
league
one
except
Portland. And 1 year in Muskegon in exhibition.
You know, I probably did that game, too.
Oh, yeah. I think we had Kalamazoo. We had Motor City. We might add Porter on and Flynn. Yeah, we it had seemed like four or five exhibition games.
We always
games.
Played Muskegon like in a home-and-home during the preseason.
Oh, yeah. Boost
I'm not
was
a,
crazy
I'm not a big preseason guy. You don't like preseason games, do you, Johnny?
No, I like to hop right into regular
season. But, yeah, I didn't understand it back then, but Boucher, Boucher, and then all of a sudden, boom, he gets in a fight and gets thrown out in the first period because back then in the U-Haul, any fight, you were just gone the rest of the game in exhibition. One fight, you're just out the rest of the game, you're good the next night. Well, every exhibition game, he kept fighting in the first period. He didn't want to play. I figured it out now that I'm older. I was like, why does he want to play? Like, because he's already on the team and he just wants to get out of
that
here.
Move.
He's already penciled in for 45 goals and he knows where he's playing and who he's playing with.
Yep.
And,
tells everyone, now all the rookies know to stay away from me.
He was interesting because if you played against him, you wanted to punch him in the mouth. And if you played with him, everybody that I've ever met who played with him, he's a great guy. And you sit there going, oh, I've hated this guy. Don't tell me he's a good guy because I hate him.
Right?
Him and Jim Duhart. I don't want to hear Jim Duhart's a good guy. I just want to go on hating him.
I know. Yeah. I think the only time a guy would want to punch him in the face on their own team is another guy just like him, another superstar. They had a lot there in Miskey. I know him and Todd got along well, but I know when they mixed some other guys in there, they were only a one and done years there.
Yeah. Oh, they had some good teams and good players there, but they were like Port Huron. They just couldn't win. They cheated, but not with the right guys.
Well, they had those back-to-back years. That was fun. Johnny, yeah,
they were loaded.
Johnny, are we gonna do that? Win this year, then win next year, the fifth
year.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Keep the team here for another 5-year lease.
Let's do it.
You know, we could get a new big rink right down on the boardwalk.
There you go.
Right next to the Doubletree. Right.
Yeah. Hey. Been to the finals 2 out of 3 years, so it's a pretty good start.
Yeah, it's been fun being at the top of the league, especially like, you know, what I had to do in Danville. I went there and we had to build a team up from nothing, and that was literally a first year with like 5 or 6 wins building up from nothing. We were like the North Shore of the league. So there was teams that asked us not even to come by them. They were going to have a local men's league team play because they're like, it would probably be more competitive and you guys don't have to waste your time coming out. I was like, we're coming. Then we get just destroyed, annihilated 10-1.
When Kraz was here, he was doing a show with me, and he's like talking about Steel City.
Oh gosh.
He's like, yeah, we had this team. They won 2 games.
Who'd they beat?
One of them was my team.
Yep.
He's like, it was like we played them 3 games in a row, and the first 2 nights we beat them like 14-0, 18-2 or something. And by the 3rd night, you just knew something bad was going to happen because the guys were not taking it seriously at all. And we ended up getting in a shootout with them, and they beat us like 9-8 or something. And it was like their first win, and we were 50 games into the season.
Oh yeah,
it's like I've never been so embarrassed.
Well, about a week later, they beat us in Danville, but they beat us in regulation. But Ozo was on that team with John Scully and a bunch of other guys.
MJ Graham.
Yep, a bunch of other guys that were in the league. So those guys right there, you know, they did something that, you know, most hockey players would never do. They just played through one of the worst conditions they could ever been in just to, one, keep their careers going. And they knew, like, other teams needed them to come and play us for home games. Like, you know, we couldn't just cancel those games the rest of the season and roll with 5 teams. So they kept us at 6 and we pushed through and battled through it. But, yeah, those guys had a really rough year, the guys that had to be there. Yeah.
I've definitely heard some crazy stories coming from that year of hockey from those guys.
Yep.
Well, weren't they like a different team for like 1 game?
First day of training camp, the team was ran by our famous Rod Davison. He was the coach, GM, everything. And Rod just pulled the guys in after day 1. He's like, it's not happening, boys. I'm out of here.
What were they called? Like the Magicians?
Yeah, they were called the Southwest PA Magic. They were the Magic. They wanted to be like the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, well, they disappeared real fast.
I can't wait for someone just to come out with a whole history book of this league. Like, you know how they go to the NHL and they tell the whole story of the teams and the cities? This is going to be a riot.
I've always said somebody should write a book from their time. Well, I mean,
this league is hard. Like, even Wikipedia, it's hard for them to keep up with all the changes.
Yep.
The first couple of years, that's every league, but I mean...
And I'm surprised because the league confidentiality clause, the boys just signed them. They're only 5 years. So guys that were rookies first year of the league 9 years ago, they've been good for 3 or 4 years to start writing or get it published. So I'm still under this confidentiality thing. So I guess my stories are secret still.
Was it with Dagenet? The guy that played in the NHL and then he...
Yep.
Played
he would smoke cigarettes on the bench, throw the butts at you on the ice. You skate by on a breakaway, you get hit in the ear with a cigarette butt.
Doesn't he have the league record for goals?
Yeah, he scored 98 or 112 goals in one season.
And he had like a crazy game where he had like 16 points or something.
No, so here's the story, everyone. He did. He played in the NHL 8 years. He was on guys that were on my team. Guys were like, I still have video games with him. They were going back to the house and playing NHL with Pierre Dagenet on Montreal. So he's playing on Akasasi with Foose and a few other guys are around still. Chris McCarthy, who's in that picture right there on the wall. So he's playing with them. He's having a great year after the year before, having like 90 points in 30 games or something. Now he's got 150 points. Well, he's got to play some scrub team, and he's yelling about it. And they're saying, Pierre, whenever you play hockey, play nice, there's no fights. But when you act up, your team acts up. And he goes, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? He took it very insulting. He goes, you think so? Okay, watch the game tonight. I'll have 10 goals. He's like 16 points. And he's screaming and yelling. And the game had 23 fights, and he had 16 points, 10 goals, 6 assists. Oh, I don't know if he told the person in the score box, put me down for another assist, even though he was on the bench, because he used to do that in Danville. He's a skate over. He's like, I got to assist on the first goal, the third goal, and the fourth goal. They're like, you weren't even on the ice. He's like, give me pluses, too. They're like, you got it. He's smoking a cigarette on the ice. Guy's like 6'8", too. Wow. Big guy.
Really?
Yeah, wore a turtleneck. He looked really weird on the ice. But, like, amazing hockey player. Just shot the puck like it was like a cannon, 100 miles an hour every shot. And goalies, you know, it was a challenge just to even try to stop it.
All right. I got to play some commercials here, but you guys start this weekend down in Carolina. The first home game is the 9th against Elmira. It would be nice to have bigger crowds. You want the Prowlers more places? Fill the arena. They'll have more money to spend.
Oh, it will be everywhere, baby.
Joe?
No, thanks for having us, Ducks. Yeah, we can't wait to be at home November 9th, right, Johnny?
Yeah, I can't wait for that first home game. There's nothing like playing in McMorrin. Hopefully we pack the house that night.
And yeah, Johnny's going to have the limo warming up right outside to go out, take everyone out after the game.
And we'll have the boys here Wednesdays throughout the season. We'll be back.